After another mild day yesterday, the cooler air has arrived overnight. You'll notice it this morning, although it's no worse than average. We ought to have a low of about 43 this time of year, and we're not too far from that across much of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. So we'll set us up for a cool but bright Friday, a lot of sunshine, a quintessential winter day today in Jacksonville, with temperatures this afternoon reaching the mid to upper 60s, and again, not too far from where we should be this time of year. Then chilly tonight, down into the 30s inland, and near and west of Highway 301 in particular, cold enough for a bit of patchy frost. It won't be a freeze, and it won't be real heavy frost, but don't be surprised if western Duval, western Nassau, into Baker County, you get a little bit of frost, even northwestern Clay County, to start your Saturday in what will again be another beautiful day. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, reaching the upper 60s in the afternoon, so inland spots will recover some 30 degrees from the overnight lows. And then, of course, all eyes will be on the Jags for Saturday evening, and no real changes there. Clear and chilly. There won't be much wind to contend with, to deal with at least. So no real wind chill or feel-like temperatures that are going to be much different than the air temperature. But we'll quickly drop from the 60s for tailgaters in the afternoon when the sun is still up to down into the 50s during the first half and the 40s during the second half of the game. So it is going to be chilly. Sweaters, jackets, that's going to be helpful. Kickoff's not until 8:15, which is a good 2.5 hours after sunset. So we're looking at tailgate temperatures before sunset between 65 and 70 degrees. By about 7 p.m., the temperatures dropped into the 50s. By 8:15 kickoff, the temperature's between 50 and 55 degrees. Halftime, the temperature is about 50. And for that victory formation at the end of the fourth quarter, we're looking at temperatures down into the mid to upper 40s. We'll keep it warm, though, in that stadium, won't we, folks, with standing strong and tall and loud and proud and cheering as the Jags hopefully move up and down the field with the offense and hold the Titans at bay. And then on Sunday, for that big victory Sunday, we're looking at a mild day, sunshine, a really pretty end to our weekend. Highs will top out between 70 and 75 degrees. And the nice weather lasted the beginning of the new work week on Monday in the low 70s. The next front approaches on Tuesday with an increase in clouds. Looks like a few afternoon and evening showers. It does not look to be a significant storm system. Rainfall amounts don't look to be widespread or very heavy at all. But that's our next shot, at least a little bit of rain. And then we'll get another break and some couple of days of cooler temperatures before the next front arrives late next week, about a week from today on Friday. That system could be a little more significant, but still quite a ways off, obviously. So again, to repeat in summary for your weekend, beautiful winter weather. We will want to bundle up at night. There won't be a whole lot of wind. Temperatures reach the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Drop into the 30s inland tonight with a bit of patchy frost west of I-95 and especially near and west of Highway 301. And then into the upper 60s tomorrow. Chilly for the Jags game under clear skies, but at least light winds, and then a very pretty end of the weekend on Sunday with sunshine pushing temperatures back into the low to mid 70s. If you want to take a winter walk at the beaches, well, it's just fine. It will be just fine. A low rip current risk. Water temperatures are chilly in the upper 50s to low 60s, what you'd expect this time of year. Winds won't be very strong, generally out of a northwesterly direction for Saturday, becoming a little more north east and then even out of the southeast for Sunday, helping to moderate those temperatures just a little bit. But temperatures at the beaches will have a tendency to be cooler through the weekend during the day than they will be for inland areas. Surf will average about 2 to occasional maybe 3 footers. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.